Good evening, friends. Welcome to the Adventurous Foodie Podcast. I'm so excited to be back with y'all today. Actually, tonight. You can visit my website, as always, at theadventurousfoodie.com. Or you can follow me on Facebook, The Adventurous Foodie. And you can follow me on Instagram, theadventurous_foodie. That's foodie without the D. Let's get on with the podcast. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. It's so good to be back on this podcast again. My heart is so full right now. So full. I'm ready to talk about some food. I'm ready to talk about some restaurants again, y'all. I'm ready to visit some restaurants. I'm ready to show off my homemade dishes, like that smoothie I posted on my website. I hope y'all make it. It's that the recipe is simple. All you do is add one big peach with 2 cups of orange juice, blend it in, and add a dash of honey, and you got yourself a breakfast smoothie. I love it. It's a detoxing drink, and it cleanses your body. I totally enjoyed it. It's so overwhelming to not be on this podcast. I wasn't recording this podcast last Friday because I had my virtual meet and greet on July 17th. And for those of you who did attend, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for attending this virtual meet and greet. I am forever grateful. So what you been up to lately? You can comment below on my Facebook page. I've been thinking about y'all. All the time. All week long. Since doing this virtual meet and greet. I wanted to do the podcast. In fact, I wanted to do the podcast and the meet and greet at the same time. But I just didn't have the energy to do it. I didn't. Well, I'm going to kind of bring y'all up to date. I started back working again, but this time is working from home. And it's still a little bit different. It still takes time to get used to. But as with anything, you have to take things one step at a time. Don't rush into things. Just take little steps. Little steps. That's all you need. Just little steps. I've been thinking about some summer foods lately. Like watermelons, grapes, strawberries, and blueberries, and raspberries. Next time I post something, I will post a yogurt parfait, which gives me an idea. The next time I post on my website, I'm going to post my homemade yogurt parfait. I don't know how it's going to go, but I've been watching other chefs make it. So I'm feeling inspired more and more every day. Have you found your inspiration yet? As far as making a dish that you seen on Food Network, the cooking channel, or what are your food inspirations? You can comment below on my Facebook page. I want to hear from you. I can tell you my food inspirations. I have food inspirations from big fat mouth watering burgers to chicken wings and chicken tenders and you name it. I wish I could name more, but my mind is kind of tired. I will probably name some more next week. Ooh, this just came to my head. Tacos. Taco Bell, my favorite. I love their big stuffed burritos, especially that Fritos burrito. But what I don't like is the beans on the inside. I love Taco Bell. I love the big stuffed burrito without the beans. It melts in my mouth and in my stomach. It is so good. So yes, I've been trying to try different restaurants lately. Like last week, I went to the Texas Roadhouse for our wedding anniversary, me and my husband. And they got big servings of everything. And we tried the Awesome Blossom, the onion, the fried onions. They were so good. But sometimes it could be so much. I'm probably going to post the food on our website, or I could post it on my other website, Chandra's Food Adventures. If you haven't been to Chandra's Food Adventures website, let me tell you, it's fun looking. It's fun. I have a lot of fun, and I've been using fun so loosely because I love it so much. I'm probably going to post the meals that we have on both websites. One being the Adventurous Foodie, and the other is Chandra's Food Adventures. But you're going to mostly see my post on Chandra's Food Adventures. So I think I'm going to stick with Chandra's Food Adventures. And I'm going to, next time I do my yogurt parfait on the Adventurous Foodie website. But I'm going to go back to doing fancy foods on the Adventurous Foodie. But right now, I'm going to do Chandra's Food Adventures because it's been quite a while since I post some dishes on that website. Or I can do both. I could do one end for the Adventurous Foodie and another end to Chandra's Food Adventures. Wow, I'm tired. I am like worn out. I was working all day and I went to the store and get a few things. I checked the mail and come home. Y'all know how that goes sometimes. Oh. Excuse me, I'm just going to have to close for the evening. Thank you all so much for listening to the Adventurous Foodie, and I hope everyone have a wonderful and blessed weekend. Have a good night. Oh, before I forget, if you enjoy the Adventurous Foodie podcast, please be be so kind as to give me a 5-star review so that way I can continue to do more podcasts like this. And may God richly bless you. Stay healthy and safe.